Opponents of gay marriage are in a hurry to change the state's constitution because they fear the Wisconsin Supreme Court could follow the lead of Massachusetts. The High Court there ruled the state's constitution grants gay couples the legal right to marry. A resolution introduced yesterday in the Wisconsin legislature starts the process for changing the definition of marriage in the state's constitution from between a husband and wife to between a man and a woman. Republican Representative Mark Gundrum says the change is needed to block efforts to legalize same-sex unions. He says if that happens, marriage as an institution in the state will be on a slippery slope.
It will not stop at just two-person same-sex couples. I mean, once that is legally determined to be something that is constitutionally required by an activist judiciary, it will be multiple-person marriages of either same or opposite or same-sex mix that will come after that.
Gundrum says there's bipartisan support for amending the Constitution to ban gay marriage, but the director of Action Wisconsin, Chris Ott, says his group will work hard to prevent that. In fact, he says his group is pushing for a state law that would go beyond even the civil union and domestic partnership laws now in the books in Hawaii and Vermont.
As soon as you create this status called civil unions, you have to decide which rights and benefits and protections are going to be included and which are going to be left out. And the way we see it, none of them should be left out. Couples that make the commitments of marriage and take on the responsibilities of marriage deserve the rights and benefits and protections of marriage.
Ott says gay rights groups are ready for what could be a long fight against the constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. To succeed, the Defense of Marriage Amendment must pass the legislature in two consecutive sessions and then be approved by voters in a statewide referendum. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.